Okay, let's get into Divrei Yevam Beis Parachaf. This is the 20th parak. This is the last parak about Yehoshaphat. We've had a number of parakim about Yehoshaphat here in Divrei Hayamim, a number of battles that he fought. Here we have another parak about his emuna. Right? It says that there were a number of nations that came and to fight against him, Moab and Ammon and Ammonim. They all came up to surround him, and there was a tremendous armies against, and he went, as he did earlier, trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he had bitachon. He says, Hashem, you're the only one that could help. You gave this land to Avram Avinu, and you don't want to go back on your matana. Please protect us. And Ammon and Moab themselves are kofrim bitova that Avram Avinu did for them. So there's much to daven for. He says, and you know, what are they doing to us? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him through the Navi, yes, watch, Yeshua Hashem is going to happen. Right, his Yatzvu, Imdu Re'u, similar lashon used by Kriyas Yapsuf, and that's what happens. And they are able to defeat through the emunah that they had, and through the bitachon, so they are able to defeat their enemies. They have a lot of spoils that they collect. They go back to Yerushalayim, and the Malchus has respite. The end of the Perek says, towards the end of his Malchus, towards the end of his kingdom, he went and he was mitchaber. He went, became friendly, just like we saw earlier with Achav. Again, the same mistake is made with Achaziah, Melech Yisrael, who is a Rasha, says the Pasuk, and he connected with him, which was something that he shouldn't have done. The Perek ends off that Yehoshaphat dies, and his son Yehoram is going to take over in the next Perek. Okay, so this is Perachaf here in Divrei Hayamim, continuing the repeat and adding in some details of the stories that took place in Sefer Malachim. And here we have different emphases, but again, it's all about Malchut Yehuda. The Malchut Yisrael stories are not really told here in Divrei Hayamim. V'hi acharei chein, ba'u b'nei Moab u'b'nei Ammon. The b'nei Moab u'b'nei Ammon. V'imahem meha Ammonim. And also the Ammonim come, al Yehoshaphat l'milchama. So isn't Ammonim, that's from Ammon, b'nei Ammon, right? What's the me Ammonim? So the Mefarish says, Ze Amalek. Right, so the Mesudas David just says it's a different nation called the Ammonim. But the Mefarish and the Medrash, according to the Medrash, says these were the Amalekim. Why? V'lamedikra Ammonim, l'fisha shina ksuso u'lishono ka'amonim. Because they dressed up like another nation. V'nis arvu bahem u'bali lachem Yisrael. They didn't want the Jews to know that they were Amalekim fighting, and therefore they dressed up like other nations. Why didn't they want them to know? So Rashi quotes this Ala Torah. And Rashi says there, because they didn't want them to daven. Amalek knows the koach hatfilah, and they didn't want the Jews to daven to Hashem that they should be victorious over Amalek. So if they dressed up like another nation, they'll daven for something else, and the tefillah, so to speak, won't work, which is a powerful message. But tefillah works about a specific cause. If you daven for something specific, there's power to that. There's power to that. That's why our Salvatrix writes that we always say, Berachamim, V'kabel Berachamim, because we don't always know what's good for us. We don't always know what's perfect. We daven and daven and daven very hard, but maybe that's good for us. Our Salvatrix writes, personally, you don't know how hard I davened that I shouldn't have to leave Europe in the 1930s. How hard I davened. I was in school in Berlin, in university. I didn't want to leave. And thank God, he didn't listen to me, and he made me go to America, and he saved me. But we don't know. But Kabbal Barachamim, because we don't know. That's why some Achronim say that on Rosh Hashanah, we don't want to take any chances on Rosh Hashanah, so we daven, but we also blow the shofar. The shofar is a tefillah without words. Why? Why would tefillah with words, tefillah without words? And there are rayas that the shofar is tefillah. We do it in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's the biggest raya. We don't do anything else in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But we daven a tefillah without words because we don't always know what's good for us. So we daven and we kind of say, Hashem, after we daven with words, we daven without words. Hashem, fill in the blank, please. You know what's good for us. You know what's best for us. And that's what the Amalekim knew. And that's what the Jews, when the Jews fought, Rashi quotes that about Allah Torah, that they heard their voices, which sounded like Amalek. They were dressed like another nation. So they just said, okay, let's daven that we defeat our enemies. We don't know who this enemy is, but let's daven that we defeat our enemies. And that's what happened. And that's what happened then maybe that's what happened here too. So the Amalekim dressed up. Maybe we'll talk about the powers of Amalek after, but they dressed up and they went to fight. Vayavov Yagidu Yehoshaphat Leimar. It was told to Yehoshaphat, Ba alecha hamon rav me'ever layam me'aram. There was a tremendous amount of soldiers that have come from the other side of the sea, from Aram. V'hinam b'chatzon tamar, he ain't Gedi. But they're so close. They've already made it to Chatzon Tamar and Gedi, which is on the west side. On the west side of the Yarden, by En Gedi, as we know, David and Shaul had what to do in En Gedi. Vayira, and he was nervous. Vayitain Yehoshaphat es panav l'drosh l'Hashem. He focused on Hashem and davening. Vayikrat soma kol Yehuda. They fasted. Vayikavsu Yehuda l'vakesh me'Hashem. Gam mikol arei Yehuda bo l'vakesh Hashem. All Yehuda came. And all the Arei Yehuda, what do you mean from the Arei Yehuda? If Yehuda was there, remember we mentioned that there were those that followed Hashem's ways and they left the Malchi Yisrael and they came to live in Arei Yehuda. So even all those not from Yehuda that were there came. Levakesh es Hashem. Vayamur Yehoshaphat pekahal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim v'Beis Hashem. Yehoshaphat stood in the Beis HaMikdash. Lefnei HaChatzer HaChadasha. In front of the new Chatzer. What's the new Chatzer? The Radak quotes the Gemara in Pesachim. The new Chatzer was that at that time they had made a new din to Rabbanan. To raise the level of Kedusha, that a Tvul Yom was not allowed to go into the Machane Levia. That's what he quotes, and again, that was created, that din was made then. Vayomar, and here they'd start davening. Yehoshaphat says, Hashem Elokei Avoseinu, Halo Atahu Elokim Bashamayim, you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven, V'yata Moshel B'chol Ma'amachos HaGoyim, but you're not only in heaven, you are down here, you are Moshel. You are up there, but you are down here. You are down here. There's the Mefarshim talk about here, the Gemara in Tainus, Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, and Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, right? And he says, he goes to the Beis HaMikdash and he says, Atahu Elokim Bashamayim. This is the parallel. This is the connection to the upper worlds. But you're up there, but you're also down here. You're Moshel, about all the Mamlechos HaGoyim. Uviyadcha Koach Ugvura Ve'enim Chal Hisyaseiv. There's nobody in your league. Halo Ata Elokeinu. Ho Rashtas Yoshvei Eretz Hazos. Milefnei Amcha Yisrael. You already helped drive out the other nations in front of your nation. Vatitzna lezera Avraham o avcha lolam, and you gave it to the Zera Avraham. Right, he harkens back to mentions Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu was the first. Right, lech lecha me'artzecha, and Avram Avinu b'vabasra davkuf. Right, he was the one that made the kinyan chazaka on this land. Right, and that's what we discussed in the last year, the idea of a poel yotze that the Ramban talks about in the parshas lech lecha. That's what Avram Avinu did. Avram Avinu did. He says, so you gave it to Avraham. You gave it. Look at the mefarish here. You gave the matana. If somebody gives a matana, don't you want to protect it? Don't you want it not to be taken away from the recipient? Lefichach, says the Mefarish, Alecha lahachzika biyadam, ulegareish ha'amim ha'ele. Right, help drive them away. Ki afilu melech, viafilu shum adam, kishenasan matana la'ohavo. When you give a matana to one that you love, uba achir legozlo heimenu, and then it's going to get stolen. Dochek ba'atzma lahachzika biyado. You do what you can to help him keep it. Kol shekin atah, surely you. So you gave it to Avraham. It's a matana, right? This is maybe one of the psukim that Rav Shmuel Yochai was thinking about, beginning in Maseches Brachos, that Eretz Yisrael is one of the three matanos that were nitna b'yisurin, but one of the three matanos. Vayeshvupa, and the Jews have lived here. Vayivnu l'cha b'mikdash l'shim chaleimar. They've built you a mikdash. The mikdash is the mikdash Hashem. It's a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im tavo eileinu, and then he repeats the tefillos that we had way back in Divrei Yom Aleph. What did Shlomo daven for when he inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash? That the Jews are going to come here when they're Beis Sara and daven. Please listen to the tefillos. So Yehoshaphat is reminding Hashem, so to speak, of that. Im tavo aleinu ra'a cheref, shvot, v'dever, v'rav, if terrible things happen to us, na'amda lefnei ha'bayis hazeh ulefanecha, we'll stand in front of this bayis, and in front of you, ki shimcha ba'bayis hazeh, this is your house, this is your here. It's a local call from here, right? All tefillos in the world go through here. V'nizak elecha, mitzara seinu, and we'll daven, v'tishma v'toshia, and you will listen. So Hashem, please keep your promise. Please keep your promise that you promised Shlomo HaMelech, that you will listen. All those other nations, when we were coming into Eretz Yisrael, you told us not to attack them. We went around and we listened. We didn't attack them. And now what? And now they are, what are they doing back to us? They're repaying us. Now they're throwing us out. We didn't attack them. And the Ramban says, if you remember in Dvarim, that this is a midah of Amon and Moav, and that's why they're not allowed to marry into the Jewish faith. Says the Ramban there on the pasuk, are out, the males, because they didn't bring you bread and water, says the Ramban. The Pasuk distances these two brothers, nations. Shahayu gemule chesed me Avraham. Ammon and Moab only exist because Avram Avinu saved Lot. Shehitzel aviyim v'ima menacher v'ashvi. Perek Yudalan and Bracious. Ubizchuso shulcham Hashem me tocha feicha. Only because Avram's chus, he saved Lot. And Lot had Ammon and Moab. So, basic hakaras hatov. V'yu chayavim lasos tova im Yisrael. So they should have been gumule tov. V'heim asu imaim ra. And they did the opposite. Ha'echad sachar alav Bilam ben Baor, v'heim ha'moavim, the Moavites hired, right, Balak, the king of Moav, hired Bilam, v'ha'achad lo kademos kidemoso v'lechem of Amayim, kasher karvu lamulo, right, when we went out, kemosha kasuv, as it says, beginning of Dvarim, ato vera yom, ezgvul ha'moav el'ar, ezgar v'karavta mulbri amon, ha'kasuv hishiram al tutsurim al tiskarbam, v'heim lo kidemosam klau. We didn't fight them. They didn't come to help us out. V'hinei Amon Hirshia Bazeh Yoser Mikula. Right, it's even more. And therefore, they can't marry in. We can't have that Kfuye Tova type of blood in us. And that's what Yehoshaphat here says. This is what they came to do. Elokeinu Pasuk Yud Beis. Halo Tishpot Bam Ki'im Banu Koach Lefnei Amon Arav Azeh Ba'aleinu. Please, judge them and take care of it. We don't know what to do. We read a couple of prakim ago, the Medrash, that right, David HaMelech says, you have to help me out, so I'm going to start. And then the next Shlomo HaMelech says, and then Yehoshaphat and Chizkiyo, they each do something a little bit less, and they say, Hashem, please do the rest. And all of the Jews were there. All the Jews were there at the tefillah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky discusses in Dvarim, in Parshas Vayelech, what the word taf means, right? By Hakel, it says, anashim v'nashim v'taf. The Ramban already, also, in Dvarim, wonders, what's taf? He says, pashupshat, I would think, why are you bringing taf to Hakel with babies? They get nothing out of it. So I would think it means, you know, young children, but not babies. But the Ramban says, what can I do? It sounds like from Chazal that it's babies. Because, right, ketanim, right, anashim avadim, taf, litin schar lemivyehem. That sounds like there's nothing inherent by themselves. So in that context, Rabbi Yaakov wonders, if you look at Taf throughout Tanakh, he says maybe sometimes there's a difference between whether Taf is before the word Nashim or after the word Nashim, but he says, Inashem liyadi, he says, I was so excited to find this pasuk here in Divrei Hayamim, where it says, Gam Tapam Nishayhem Uvenayhem. So you see Taf is not Bineyhem. He thinks Taf is the older children, the women, and then the younger children, Ubenayim, those are the ones that go with the women. Lefizem, and then Mehakel would only be with the older, right? He says, Kamanas Apasaki Lafarishataf, Himabanim Shaloyadu, it's the older children. So he has that discussion, but he's very excited to find this pasuk that mentions Tapam also. The Yachaziel ben Zachario ben Berayo, this Navi, Yachaziel, gives us whole lineage from Bnei Asaf, one of the Levim. Haisalav Ruach Hashem, Bedoch HaKali, Ezer Ruach Hashem. Vayomer, and he says, Hakshivu kol yudav yoshvi yushalayim v'amelach yoshavad. Listen, Koamar Hashem lachem, Altam altiru. He is a Navi MS, and he's saying, don't worry. Altechasu mibnei hamon haravazeh. Don't be nervous. Ki lo lachem hamilchama, ki lelokim. Hashem's going to fight for you. Machar redu alehem, go down. Hinam olim b'mal atzitz. That's where they're going to be, the enemy. Umitzasem osam besof hanachal. Lo lachem li lachem bazos. Don't worry, you're not going to have to fight. His yatzvu imdu ure'u. As Yeshua Hashem Yimachem, it's very similar lashon to Bishalach. You watch Yehudav Yerushalayim Al Tiru Vatechazu Machar Tzu Lefnehem Hashem Yimachem. Hashem will be with you. Veikod Yoshafat Apayim Artsa. Yoshafat was very ecstatic and he bowed down. V'chol Yehuda V'yoshvi Yerushalayim Naflu Lefnei Hashem. They all bowed down to Hishtachvos. Veikamu Halavim. And what happens then? The Levim got up and they started singing. LaHalel LaShem Elokei Yisrael B'kol Shofar V'mala. They start saying Halel. They start saying hello. Vayashkimu baboka vayetsu. Well, even before that, they're saying hello. What are they saying hello for? Nothing happened yet. They were told. They weren't saved yet. Nothing happened yet. So this is a discussion that Emek Bracha discusses in Hala Alanes. It's page Kuf Chav Dalet in the Sefer. He quotes from Reb Chaim. He says, are you allowed to say Hallel before an ace? If you know an ace is going to occur. Are you allowed to say, if you have bitachon, you have bitachon. You let us say halal and shira. So the Reb Chaim says, really, you should only say it after you experience it. This halal and ace, right? After we experience it, then we say shira. So the Rinas Yitzchak also discussed this here. He says, but what if a Navi tells you that something's going to happen? It's not just that you have bitachon, but a Navi tells you. So Reb Chaim says, really, usually, only after the nes. We said it's meduyak in the psukim. V'ani b'chasecha v'tachti, if I have bitachon, yogel libi b'shuasecha, my heart will be happy. Ashira l'Hashem, what am I going to sing? Ki gamalai, only once it happens. But, says Reb Chaim, if a Navi tells you that it's going to happen, maybe that's different. If you just have bitachon, then you can have good feelings inside, but not sing yet. But if a Navi tells you, so then it's different. And maybe that's what happens here. They could say Shira already, because they know it's going to happen. They know it's going to happen. The Devrei, the Rinat Yisrael quotes this from the Gris. The Devrei Agrach, Einam Amurim El B'Misho, Bateach Yasal Ones, Bekoach Midas HaBitachon, Avo Kishvubtach Loide Navi, Shashem Yasal Ones, Kemo B'Yoshafat, Bazesh Shayach Lomar Shira Gam Kodem Shanasa Ones. And maybe that's the Shira, the B'nai Yisrael, at Shira Sayam, they said certain level of Shira, well, a lot of it they said afterwards too. But that's what he says, that they could be singing even though the nes didn't occur yet. Okay, we continue. So they get up in the morning, Pasachava Yesu Lamidra Tekoa, Ubitsesam, Amad Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat goes, Vayimashmoni Yudav Yerushalayim, Ha'aminu Hashem Elokeichem, keep up the emunah, believe in Hashem, Vitei Amenu, Ha'aminu B'Neviya, Vatzlichu, believe in Hashem and believe in the Neviim, emunah, emunah, emunah. Emunah is the power and the engine that's going to make this succeed. Vayivatz Elaam Vayamed, Mishorim Lashem, Umahalim, and what do they start doing? They start singing and praising as they're going out. As they're going out, again, before it takes place. And as they start singing, Hashem puts ambushers on Ammon and Moab. Machlokas, we've shown him here. The Malbim has a whole story here. They started fighting each other. Ammon and Moab teamed up against the Ammonim, and then one of them went against the other ones. They all started interfighting with each other. The Mitzudis, David sounds like it was just another nation that started starting up with them. But either way, the enemy nations were smoten, were hitten. Vayinagefu. Vayamdu b'nei Ammon and Moab al yoshvei harseir lahacharim lu lahashmid ukechalosam, when they came to destroy, and they end up getting destroyed. Vayehuda ba'alam mitzpala midbar vayifno lahamon. They turned, the Jews turned, Vidam Pagarim Noflim, they saw all the dead bodies of their enemies. Vayavo Yehoshaphat v'amol avoz eshlalam, they came and took from the spoils. There was a lot. And finally, on day 4 after the war, Pasach Avav, Uyam Arvi Nikalu Le'emek Bracha, it was named Emek Bracha once this happened, Kisham Barchu Has Hashem, they called it Emek Bracha Ad Hayom. Vayashu, that's what we just quoted from. We quoted from the Emek Bracha. Of the Emek Bracha, interesting Hashgacha. Ve'yeshuvu kalish Yudav Yerushalayim ve'yoshavap Rosham. They all came back to Yerushalayim b'simcha, ki simcha Hashem eyveihem. They came to Yerushalayim b'nevalim u'b'kineros u'b'chatzotzos. They had a military victory parade, but all about thanking Hashem. Ve'yipachad Elokim akomam lachos haratzos b'shamam, and all the fear and awe surrounded all the nations because they heard what happened. Vatishko Malchus Yehoshaphat, in the last years of Yehoshaphat's Malchus, was quiet. And the Perek summarizes, Yehoshaphat was the king of Yehuda, ben Shloshim v'chamesh shana. He took over when he was 35 years old, and he was king for 35 years. Ve'asrim v'chamesh shana malach v'yushalayim, v'shem imo, azuva v'ashilchi, v'yel v'derach aviv Asa. He followed Asa, his father, v'losar mimena, la'azos l'yashar v'nehashem. He followed Asa, and he was generally yashar, except the times when he was mitchaber to the kings that he shouldn't have been mitchaber to. Achabamos lo saru, as it says by all the kings, they were not totally successful in getting rid of the bamos. The yeser divrei Yehoshaphat, the rest of the words of Yehoshaphat are found in the words of Yehu ben Hanani, that were added on to Malchi Yisrael. Acharechein eschaber Yehoshaphat ben Yehuda imachazia Malchi Yisrael. Very unusual, right? We find this nitiya towards connecting to the other Malchus. Maybe he really wanted he was upset that, remember, Asa was the one who didn't use the opportunity to bring the Malchus back. It would have only been 36 years. And maybe Yehoshaphat had this instinct of wanting to bring the Malchus back and unify. That's why he went to Achav. And here, this is why he goes to Achaziah, who or she alasos, but he shouldn't have done that. Vayichabreim alasos on yos laleches. They had joint ventures, and the Navi Eliezer ben Dodava, who tells him, you're wrong. Tells him, b'itzchaberchem achazyo parat Hashem es ba'asecha. Because you did this, Hashem is very upset. Vayishavur on yos latsu aleches. The ventures were not successful. This is not the ones who you are mitchaber to. The Rambam Hilchos Deos in the sixth parak talks about the chashivas of your surroundings, the chashivas of the friends that you choose, because we are influenced by where we are and who we are with. The Rambam says very strongly and beautifully in the parak about, in Hilchos Deos, about Chevra, parak Vav. So we always have to choose the neighborhood, choose our friends, and that's what the last message that we get from Yehoshaphat is, that he's got to choose his friends better. And he should not be Mirchaber to Rishayim. The next paragraph is going to tell us that Yehoshaphat dies, and his son Yehoram is going to take over. This takes us through Parak Chaf of Divrei Hayamim Beis.